Short announcements. As I was actually informed on Friday, so for over a decade, we have had IPv6 with NAT64 as the default network. And for over 10 years, I thought we were the second conference to do this. As I learned on Friday, we were actually the first ever to do this. So that's nice. And we also, like, I have it on good authority and from a good few good friends in places that we measurably pushed IPv6 forward when we did this. And we fixed a lot of bugs by doing this. This was the result of me having a really stupid idea and then people telling me, no, no, do it. So I had another stupid idea. Next year, we are going to be V6 only on the default network. So a lot of stuff is going to break. And a lot of people are going to ask a lot of other people to break stuff. I asked people on Mastodon earlier about examples of what websites are still using V4. So we got a few examples. One of them is Blue Sky. You will note that I mentioned I asked on Mastodon, not on Blue Sky. Also, AI is cool now, so blockchain stuff isn't cool anymore, so that's another reason. Also, it's not fully distributed, or not really, and also it's based in the US, so maybe use Mastodon instead of that one. The other one which is notable is GitHub, which is still on V4 only. If anyone from GitHub is listening, next year everything will break. If push comes to shove, we can do you a favor and just put a C name which goes to Codeberg instead. And just to tell you that we... Oh, now there's people coming in. Okay, as you come in, just be quiet. And also just to show you that we are actually being honest with ourselves, there is also one more website which is currently V4 only, and that is chat.fostem.org. We are going to have this fixed by next year. There's more. So for those who were here during the opening talk, I had this slide, and apparently this was a slide which people liked, so I'm going to give you a chance to take a photo of this if you so choose. If you didn't see the opening talk, just watch the recording. It's online already. We are serious. Like, Fostem as an organization has decided to become political, of course, obvious. Also, as of roughly an hour ago, we now have policy at fostem.org. So lawmakers, people from other institutions, whatever, like if you're in the target demographic or group to reach out to this email address, you probably are aware that you're a part of this. So policy people, politicians who want to do good, other organizations, this is where we will start finding a voice of some sort. We don't know yet what that will be exactly, but you have a chance to help us shape this. And with this, I'm handing over to Johan to do the rest of the closing.
Okay, everyone. So this was Fostem 2026. If you want to share messages about us, please do so using the hashtag Fostem. We are taking, as of now, a picture of this auditorium. If you don't want to be on it, hide yourself. Okay, we'll do another. So if you don't want to be on it, hide yourself. We will post it on Mastodon. For next year, follow the hashtag, or you can even follow the RSS on our website. We're a bit old-fashioned, but that's good. Okay. Next, some things. Lost and found. If you lost something, or if you found something, bring it to the info desk in K. And if you lose something after the conference, write a mail to info@fostem.org, and hopefully it will be returned. Now, I want to give some statistics on Fostem this year. The first thing I will talk about is dev rooms, because I happen to be in the program team, and I find it quite interesting. For dev rooms, we got 138 proposals. We had 65 happening. That actually means that about half of them didn't happen. These were good proposals. And so, honestly, if there's anyone in the room here who proposed, most of them were good. We had quite a bit fewer, like one or three, not too many, fewer than last year. But this was like a conscious choice. We wanted to give longer tracks because we saw last year a lot of lightning talks pushed into the dev rooms, and we thought it was like a bit too packed, the schedule. The other thing we did is we gave some niche projects, smaller projects that don't really have the resources to organize their own conference, a place on FOSDEM. Some of them made very good use of it. So I think that's very nice. The last one is encourage cross-project collaboration. You might have seen project-oriented dev rooms, which were only on one project in the past. This year, most of them were a bit broader. And the hope there is to have more collaboration between projects. Some statistics we had, well, you can read it, 1,200 speakers. We had a lot of people reviewing it. We had a lot of sessions. And one of the things that we expanded for this year were BOF sessions. And now, who doesn't know what BOF means without looking at the slide? Okay, yeah. So when I was here in my first FOSDEM, I also didn't know it. So don't worry. So what we did, it is just a room which you can book with a number of people. You give it a proposal. You say, we want to sit together and talk about this, I don't know, CI system or about environmental applications or whatever. And there is no projector. There's not one person speaking, or at least that's not what we want. We want people to talk within each other. It was a success. Next year, we want to grow it maybe even bigger. So think about it. Some statistics about video. Is there another? Oh, yeah, that's better. You can see that we had a maximum number of 1,000 people watching the streams, but mostly people were looking on separate occasions, so you can see the numbers there. An important thing about video is video review. Everyone who was a speaker here, you will get a mail saying your FOSDEM 2026 talk titled. It's coming from noreply@fosdem.org, so make sure you don't miss it. What will happen, people have to cut their talk, and then it will be published on the website. The sooner you do that, the sooner your talk will be on our website. And I know from experience, people, they want to see your talk like 1 hour ago or now, but they don't want to see it in 2 weeks, so do it quickly. Swag, oh, it's maybe not as clear, but we sold everything we had. That was about, well, I removed the numbers, so I don't know anymore. So apart from selling swag, which helps FOSDEM, there's a second option, it's donations. Here you can see how to donate. You can still, I think, go to the info desk, but preferably next year, do it a bit earlier. Now, there's a series of people we want to thank. The first people we want to thank are the Matrix teams. They have supported us with the chat, and also the chat with the live stream embedded. And next thank you is for our sponsors, who we still need to run this conference, to have free entrance, to make sure we don't need to put people at doors checking your ticket. Then we have a whole list of dev room managers, 177 to be correct. You see, there's a comma, so it means it can be expanded later. We had about 1,200 speakers. I think I wouldn't want to bother you with putting them all on slides, but if you go to the website, you can see them. I was also very surprised that this thing renders in our website and didn't break things. So I was really happy. We also had about, well, I think also 170-something volunteers. You see them in orange. You've seen them throughout the conference. You have seen them in green for the video. And you can register on that website. If you do it all together, it might crash, as we noticed today. But still, try it. Then you will get an invitation. Maybe you think about it doing it next year. Then we have our staff members. Actually, they're also just volunteers. And for this year... For this year, there's actually a unique thing, and that is that we were able to make a picture, so we didn't have to stay inside to fix any issues, so we had some time for that. So that's actually a good sign. That was thanks to the volunteers and other preparation which happened. Final, or one of the final thing I want to tell you is send feedback. You can send feedback by mailing feedback@fosm.org. I just give a few ideas. You can say send feedback about the program, about accessibility. You can praise people. You can tell things which are bad, but also praise if you do that. It's nicer for us. And the last thing which I want to mention, if you go to the website and you go to a talk, there's always a link, submit feedback. It is not used a lot. You should do it more often. It's really useful for the speakers to get feedback. It's useful for us to see which talks were popular, which were not. So I hope that we see more people giving feedback. Okay, dance. This is the first time I do this closing talk, but it's a habit here at FOSDEM. We have a small FOSDEM dance, and I would like to invite all staff members. I see some yellow there. Michael, Richie. I think I can invite volunteers as well. I will explain a bit how it goes. Yeah?
Staff and volunteers are required, and everyone else is invited.
Come on stage, please. Come. It's the last thing. Don't be shy. We're all nerds. Don't be shy. So I heard the history of this is that we are like running the whole time to get this conference going. So the dance is going a bit like you're running. You're standing on one leg. And then you go like you're running. Yes. So I think that was FOSDEM for 2026. I want to repeat, if we lose our democracies, open source is irrelevant, and it will go away. There's a policy email, and there's a feedback email. Please go and do that. I think I lost a slide. There is one thing I wanted to tell you more, and that is, if you go out, look around, and see if there's any trash, take it with you when you go out. We would also very much appreciate it if people go to one of the info desks and spend some of their time, even if it's just 20 minutes, to help tear down everything. Well, not everything, the things from FOSDEM. and we have a gift for all of you. Thanks to Visit Brussels, we have received a lot of tickets, so maybe the volunteers should come back. we have received a lot of tickets for the public transport. And we have not distributed all of them. So if you are coming with public transport, or if you're going back with public transport, so for the buses, the trams, the metro in Brussels, you can come and grab a ticket with one of these volunteers. Okay, that was it.